everybody. What's going on? Rob Cicerino here, and we have a special podcast today because I wanted to get together with this person who's been a very good friend of the podcast. When we needed her last summer, when we came out to Minnesota for Robin Akiva Need a Podcast Live, she was there for us. We want to make sure that we're here for her right now, of course, from Millennials versus Gen X. Great. Sunday Berquist. Sunday, how are you?
I am okay.
Tough question to start Sunday. If people have not been following Sunday, who is a cancer survivor, recently had a rough diagnosis that you have. Rather than me, maybe get something wrong. Could you give us the update on how you're doing, Sunday?
Sure. So I'll just start here. Like 6 months ago, I started having problems when I was eating. Like I would take a couple bites and my chest would get tight and hurt. And I just kept ignoring it because what a weird symptom. And about a week ago, week and a half, it just started getting worse. So I can eat like 2 bites of food maybe. And sometimes I can keep it down. Sometimes I can't. Mm-hmm. So my brother and my husband were like, you need to go to the doctor. I go to the doctor. She's like, given your history, this is concerning. Sent me for a CT scan. So in 2 days, I had a CT scan, an ultrasound, an endoscopy biopsy, and an MRI. And by the end of the second day, that doctor had said to me, you know, it's esophageal cancer. I don't even say all these words right, so whatever. That either spread to my ovary or there's 2 different things going on where it's ovarian cancer. That question, the way they posed it to me was it was 2 different things, but until they get in there, I don't know that they're going to know 100%. I had a PET scan yesterday that showed lymph nodes and possibly some other spots. And so I see my oncologist on Monday to really get the full picture, the idea of what treatment may look like. I'm also in process of getting all my records down to MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. And I hope to have a visit down there to get their thoughts because they specialize in just cancer and even in my type of cancer.
Yeah. Sunday, I just want to say, I'm so sorry that you're going through all of this, that, you know, everybody who knows you says the same thing, that Sunday is just the, you know, the nicest person. And I'm sorry that you have to go through this, you know, really, you know, excruciating experience, especially after everything that you've been through as a cancer survivor already.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. Thank you for saying that. The hard part, on one hand, it's like, well, I know I already beat it once and I know what I am in for. But the other hand, it's like, I know what I'm in for. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so what's hard for me is my son's getting married in 5 weeks. And I really, really didn't want to, you know, overshadow his wedding or.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the doctors are like, you can't wait. This is, you know, and if I can't eat, that's a problem. I mean, it's a forced diet. I'll take that for a little bit. But I really just didn't want to have to do that. So, but they're not really giving me an option. And I don't know, maybe they'll start with radiation or something. That could be an option. I just really was hoping I didn't have to do chemo, and I'm still hoping that I don't have to do chemo before his wedding, but we'll see.
Yeah. Sunday, are there a lot of unique challenges to going through this during this particular time with everything that, you know, all the extra precautions for the coronavirus?
Yeah, no one can go in with you to appointments. I'm sure that they'll let Jeff in with me on Monday when I meet with the oncologist. Yeah, my husband. But other than that, yeah, it's like drop you off at the door. He had to drop me off for the endo because you're sedated, and he had to wait and like call him to the door when I'm done. And it, you know, I have lots of pens because when they have you fill stuff out, they make you keep the pen. So I have a purse full of pens.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, filling out paperwork every time you enter the clinic and getting your temperature, and it is different. Yeah.
Yeah. Sunday, I know that you have a lot of people that want to, you know, help support you right now. I know there's a lot, a few different things that are going on. I know that there was a GoFundMe that Leslie Neese ended up starting from Survivor China, which we'll have the link in the show notes. Or if you just want to search for GoFundMe Sunday Burquest, you can go ahead and check that out. Can you talk about some of the support you've gotten from the Survivor community?
Well, I will say that I've cried more about that in a good way than I have about getting diagnosed with cancer. It's really overwhelming. And so, I mean, I made a video saying what I was going through because I was telling my friends and family and hoping that it would maybe inspire a couple people, like if they were going through something hard. Mm-hmm. I honestly, of course, had no idea how it would go. And the outpouring of support, I mean, there's so many other survivors I haven't even had a chance to meet yet that are messaging me, and I, you know, I can't get back to them all. I've finally enlisted my sister to help me with messages and stuff on social media, but it's been, I honestly think that's the reason I am not freaking out. I am sleeping. I haven't had to take a sleeping pill once, and that's huge, because usually when you go to bed at night is when you're thinking, you know, all this stuff and the fear and all that. And so I really think that the support that's been unreal from everybody, I mean, I couldn't even mention everybody, but my castmates and people reaching out and doing just nice things, and my survivor moms that have really rallied around me. And, yeah, I've never experienced anything like it, and it's very humbling. I know for me, if it was my friend, I would be doing the same thing, but it's still, I don't know. It's really, really making a huge difference. I'll say that.
Sunday, I know that you are a motivational speaker, and you've helped so many people with your story in the past. Who do you turn to for motivation when you're on the other end of that and you're looking for somebody to help pick you up?
Well, first, my faith, you know, is important to me. So first, I'm going to turn to God. But that's an easy answer to say. I would say my family, my mom and my sister, especially, because, you know, for my husband, he's super supportive, but the more I tell him how hard things are, the more helpless he feels, and it's really hard on him. And then I have close friends that I can go to. And I honestly, all these messages and things that people have posted, I'm printing and putting in a book so that I can look at them, you know, on the days when it's hard. Like right now we're talking, I don't look like a sick person. I don't feel like a sick person until tonight when I try and eat. Then I'll remember, oh yeah, I'm sick right now. But looking at me now, talking to me, I don't seem like a sick person, right? So before those hard days hit me, I'm trying to get all these messages put in a book and things done. So when those hard days are there, I can open them and just be, you know, inspired and encouraged by all the awesome messages people have given me.
Is that something that you can draw on from your first experience?
Yes. Yeah, it is. And I mean, well, my first experience, I didn't have, you know, a survivor family and an online presence at all. So it wasn't near the amount of people, but I still had my sister and my mom, and my sister had to come take care of me after surgery, which gave us a lot of good laughs. Because you have to laugh. Like, literally, I told my kids, you know, we're not going to walk around the house like there's a funeral going to happen. You know, because sometimes when someone's going through something, the people around them think, well, I better be somber, because if I'm not somber, it makes it seem like I don't care. And I know that's not the case. So with my kids and stuff, I'm like, hey, we're not going to walk around on, you know, eggshells and be careful and be quiet. And, you know, it's like, no, we're going to laugh when we can laugh. And at that same time, I'm not going to hide when I'm having a hard day.
How is the family helping you cope with this?
My like sister-in-laws and my brothers are, you know, checking in on me every day. I had four like huge events that I'm running: an open house for my niece, a shower, a groom's dinner, a wedding, a reception, and I've got people covering, you know, I'm making lists and people taking over things for me. You know, I get texts from my brothers. I have three brothers and they text me every day. How are you doing? I'm thinking about you. And other people too. Hannah texts me a funny TikTok every day. And,
you have a TikTok Sunday?
Yeah, I do have a TikTok, but I'm saying she sends me a funny TikTok every day just to make me laugh. But yeah, I have a TikTok. I don't, it's just purely for me to be dumb.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that.
Sunday, I know you mentioned your son who's getting married. Do you have children that are still at home with you, or are they all out of the house?
Well, I have two college students that came back because of everything, you know. And I always laugh. I was like, yeah, I was an empty nester for how long? 4 months. And then two came back. And, you know, so they're home. And my son is getting married, actually moved in for like a month to work because he's a teacher and he couldn't work this summer anyway. But so now I have a house full and a huge grocery bill, but mm-hmm. only for, you know, 2 months. And both kids are hoping that their colleges open back up in the fall. But it is nice for them to be around because it helps me. But once it starts going down the path of the treatment and stuff, I'd almost wish that they are in school so they don't have to see it. Yeah. Although they've already seen it once. They've seen it once. So I don't know.
Yeah. I am sure that is a double-edged sword of that you want to have people around, but you don't want people to see you if you're not at your best. I think that I would probably feel the same way.
And it's more than there's a lot of times when you're sick, nobody really can do anything. So when someone's with you and you feel sick, they want so badly to do something, but you know, there's not a lot you can do other than, you know, the grocery shopping and helping and, you know, and I have plenty of people that will help with all of that. And I know they'll be doing meals and all that kind of stuff once I start treatment. But I don't like people to feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
You feel, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I know that also, did your husband also recently go through a health issue of his own?
Well, he actually did a year before I got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yes.
So he almost died twice. And then in less than a year later, I got breast cancer. And that was really the first time I was on the receiving end of help, because all those years prior I was in ministry and I was, you know, the one starting the GoFundMes or the, you know, the meal trains and organizing all this. And so it was a really big shift in my brain to be on the receiving end of it. So I have had practice.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a unique bond that the two of you had, that you've both had these health scares and had to take turns taking care of each other?
Yes, absolutely. And they were both really fluke things. Like I didn't have the BRCA gene. I didn't have a gene that I should have had breast cancer. He had a clot in a hole in his heart that he didn't know he even had. It wasn't a heart issue. It was a total fluke. And, so taking care of him was a rough road after emergency open heart surgery. Then the tables turned. And I think there is something to that when you go through two major life health crisis together. And for my kids, because what I continue to tell them is, instead of focusing on how negative this situation could be, I want you to focus on what already happened and the fact that both of Dad and I were fine. And that's what I want them to focus on as much as they can.
I just feel like that as a couple, it must, be something that really brings you two so close, because I can imagine that, you know, to be either the person that's on the receiving end of an illness or the caretaker, you only know that one role. but you guys are able to, that you know how it feels to be cared for, and you know how it feels to be the caretaker. And I think that just must be something that, you know, that you have a real understanding of how the other person is feeling.
Yes, totally. And, you know, there's times, like, I have my mom and my sister around, but when initial things happen, it's like, I just need him, you know, or I get a phone call, I'm going to call him. Or, you know, there's times where even if he's not doing anything, if he's just sitting on the couch next to me, there's a feeling of safety and peace, just like, you know, because of that.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, I know another thing that you're going to be doing is that you are participating in, you were recently in the Survivor Sequester. How was that? Was that did that give you flashbacks of being back on the island?
A little bit of PTSD.
Yes.
It was, the game itself was fun, but there was a lot before and a lot after.
A lot of drama.
So,
yes.
Yep.
And then you're also going to be with another person from the Survivor Sequester. PG Law has been doing a weekly game night, playing different games. And you are going to be taking part in another social strategy game coming up on Sunday. And I played a couple of weeks ago. Sunday, this is intense. Are you ready for people to be calling you out for being a liar?
Why would you say that?
That's what they do. That's what that game is. The whole game is of Secret Hitler.
I know. Well, you know, I played Werewolf a few, like a month ago with PG and a few people. And I heard that she called me out for being a good liar, which did not help me for Sequester at all. But
you got a reputation that preceded you going into Sequester?
Apparently people were reposting, oh, PG mentioned what a good liar Sunday.
Yeah. And if you want to check out that game, they're very fun to watch I got to play a couple of weeks ago, and I'm hoping to get back on and play again with PG soon. You guys are also going to be raising money for that GoFundMe as well on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be on PG's Twitch stream, which I believe is twitch.tv/PG, all one word.
Yes. I don't know, but I know it's online and people can watch it.
Yes. And Sunday, you even have your own Johnny Fairplay t-shirt that I saw that was made. How does that feel?
I love it. I actually did. Johnny and I have Sequester brought some things out that we dealt with and talked about, and then I was on his podcast, and he made I love them because they say Sunday schooled cancer, and I think that's cool.
Yes,
and I like how they look too. They're cool.
Yeah, so you can get that t-shirt, and also the proceeds of that t-shirt are going to help to raise money. Do people have to get a phone call from Johnny Fairplay also, though, if they want to support you with the t-shirt?
I don't know. I was thinking about that because I thought all my kids were going to order shirts. And I was like, how's that going to work? Is it going to call? Or my mom. I was trying to explain to her who he was. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah, so his grandma. She's like, so his grandma didn't die? Yeah.
it's a whole thing. Sunday, how had you been dealing with everything with being locked in for these last couple of months before all this even came up?
You know, for me, I actually work for my brother who owns a flooring company, so he's considered essential. So I was still going to work. It affected me more so in that I just couldn't get stuff done. I wanted to get done. And then the kids are home and they're home all the time. And then every day I have to, no, you can't go out with your friends. Yeah, but it's just us. No, you can't go, you know, every day like that. But it was more just an inconvenience for me because I was still getting out of the house a little bit, at least to go to work. So, I mean, we're still on restrictions. I mean, Minnesota, we're you know, we're not... We're a little open, but he just extended some things. So,
Yeah. Is anything having to do with your treatment slowed down because of what's going on with, is enough stuff reopened?
Enough stuff's reopened. It's been a little bit harder for them to finagle for me to get into these tests because everybody's non-essential or non-emergency tests were backed up.
Right.
So they've had to get creative to get me in. That's probably the bigger issue. But thankfully, because like I said, I work for my brother, it's like when they have an opening, I can go. And that's a huge blessing because not everybody can do that, you know.
Yeah.
Just drop and go whenever they need to. So, but it is tricky with scheduling.
Do you have a timetable on when you think that you're going to start having any procedures?
I'll find out Monday, but I feel like they'll start something. If I were to guess within the week, maybe within 2 weeks, there's so many, you know, I remember this from last time I got diagnosed. There's so many different doctors involved and so many different appointments. One of the doctors mentioned possibly radiation right away to open up my esophagus, which would help with the pain when I try to eat. So I don't know if they'd go radiation first or removing the esophagus first, or I just don't know. But I would imagine in under 2 weeks, I will be doing something,
yeah,
whether it's the surgery, chemo, or radiation.
I watched your video where you talked about possibly having your esophagus removed, that you had talked about that it was just going to affect your eating, but does it affect your speaking also?
Mm-mm. No. He told me that right away. He said that throat cancer, that would affect your speaking. I was like, well, do I have to have a feeding tube? And he said, no, actually, this is a major surgery, but people do have it. And he described it like they would just move my stomach up. Mm-hmm. It sounds so bizarre, but he said, you know, you wouldn't be able to eat a big meal and go right to bed because, and I was like, well,
you probably shouldn't,
I shouldn't
do that
be anyway. Doing that anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And so, I think it sounds like maybe more of an inconvenience than anything. And a big surgery, but it didn't seem like, he didn't give me the impression that it was going to like really affect my life in a huge way afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sunday. So then, in terms of, you know, how everybody is, handling this, that, are your kids are, you know, okay with handling everything all right?
I think so. I try to check in with them individually because, of course, they all handle things differently. My oldest, it's really hard on him, and he does not like to talk about it ever.
Yeah.
Second one's getting married, so that's probably a good distraction, everything involved in that. It's really hard. It's hard on all of them. My daughter, you know, she's home, and she's... If I make any gesture, like if I try to eat and take a bite and then I have to stop, they all are like, are you okay, mom? You know? And so it's hard because I don't want them to see that. And they have to see it, but I don't want them to feel worried every time they're around me.
Yeah.
You know,
Sunday, I have, a guest here to talk with you. She's, somebody who, sends you some funny TikToks, and somebody who wanted to be here part of this conversation. Here is Hannah Shapiro is here. Let's see if we can bring her in and get her to turn on her camera and unmute her microphone. And see.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Yay!
Hannah is here. I'm glad I gave you a shout out now that you're here.
You gave me a shout out, of course. I love Sunday so much, and I love RHAP, so I just wanted to come in and say some nice things about Sunday.
Yes, well, thank you for joining us, Hannah.
Thank you. Thank you for including me in this. We, you know, we all love Sunday so much, and, like, we're all, my whole cast and all the Survivor people, we're all behind her, and I know she knows that, but I just want to reiterate it, because we, you know... I love you, you know, so much. You know, our cast was sort of known for playing really hard and then hugging each other after. And I give credit to Sunday and cast members like Sunday for setting the tone there, because she, on the whole season, just like the warmest, kindest person, no matter what side of votes we were on or anything like that. And I think you hear stories of other casts and they sound so foreign to me, of people fighting or not being nice to each other. And Sunday, it's because of you and because of the tone you set with everyone. We go through this whole experience, we fight and we cry and we do all these things. And we were on the Swap Tribe together. That's where Sunday and I first bonded. We were on Ikapula. It was one of the roughest beaches any of us were on.
Horrible.
They don't even use that beach anymore. I mean, it's filled with trash and bugs and trash. Production was. Yeah, no, the beach Sunday. You can confirm.
Yes. No. Like, you couldn't take one step without shoes on ever.
Yes.
It was awful.
And like, Sunday's a positive person, but can you say a nice thing about that beach, Sunday?
No, not one.
You know, like, you see cameramen in full netting. I mean, you didn't see that at any other point.
No.
But on that beach, Sunday was like, you know what? When we're all done with this, I'm going to send the Swap Tribe cookies. And, you know, you wonder if that's going to really happen after you go through everything. And then during the summer, after the show, I get a box that says to my Jew friend, and this is what Jesus and Jew friend, that's what we...
I said Jewish friend.
And I'm to my Sunday school friend. And I get a box filled with like these Ikabula cookies. They're all turtles. And it was just, you know, it just, it
what
was
kind of
everything
cookie?
That is. They were sugar
cookies.
Frosting, okay. Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just have endless stories like this about Sunday. Like, after the Rock Tribal, it was kind of brutal. We were all crying and yelling. And I was upset on the beach, and Sunday came down and comforted me for no other reason than what I said, which is she maintains this kind thing throughout the whole season and after the season. And I'm just so thankful that Sunday, you were a part of the season that I was got to be on, because you made it so much better. And so I wanted to come in here and say that. And we have funny stories too. I mean, we went to Vegas after the season
wrapped. Sunday, you were part of that trip?
Sunday was part of the Vegas trip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sunday had a bit, and I had a bit of a moment of kindred spirits in Vegas, where Adam maybe got us into a real hip Vegas club one night.
Yes.
Do you remember that? And this face that Sunday's made. Yes, it was.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this moment where a lot of our cast were really enjoying being VIPs in this club, and I just looked at Sunday, and we both just said, "Let's get out of here."
Sunday, what was it like at the Vegas club?
Oh, gosh, it was awful. So first of all, I didn't have my ID because I've never been to a club.
And they wouldn't let you in.
They weren't going to let me in, but everyone was holding up their phones. Look, she's with us. She's, you know, and I remember Chris kept saying, she's 47. She's 47. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, everybody knows I'm 47.
Yeah, but you must have been secretly very happy that you were that there was such a debate over whether or not you were old enough to be in this club.
Well, I don't think that was the debate, but
it definitely was. I overheard the bouncer say, this lady is not over 21.
Yeah, is she a don't Gen let her in. Or a millennial?
They said she's Gen Z.
So we get in there and it's dark, of course, and we go up the stairs, and out of my size of my, you know, I see glass boxes. And I was walking with David at the time, and I kept my head down and I go, David, are there girls in those boxes? And he goes, yep. And I go, I don't like girls in boxes.
No.
And he says, I don't like girls in boxes either. I go, girls shouldn't be in boxes, David. And he goes, I don't think so either. So that was my first. And then we get in and it's everything's going and that's whatever. But in the middle of a song, like, these pillars came out of the ground and there was girls on them shooting things. And they had like bunny suits on. And that's where I looked at, I think, Brett, and I go, try not to look at him. I'm like, are those girls with bunny suits on? And yeah, I go, I can't do this.
Anna, what kind of places does Adam Klein hang out at?
I think Adam wanted to flex his just one survivor, we can do VIP. But other than that, Adam, yes, you're right, is always in these bunny cage clubs.
Yes.
My favorite place Sunday's ever been is in this club. I'm so glad you get to talk about it.
I wanted to go up to every single girl and grab her and say, you don't have to do this. You're amazing and you're beautiful.
Free them
and
you from the
listen, but although to be clear, you know, they're, you know, we also support their choice to be in the boxes, but I think Sunday wanted to bake them some Akabula cookies, I think is the main point.
My heart goes a different direction. So I was just like, I want to hug every single one of you, you know? And we decided to leave, and Brad and Chris didn't like it either. And
Sunday, do you remember what we tried to get you though that night? I do. Sunday had her heart set on one thing after that club. You wanted the deep dish pizza. There was a deep dish pizza place in Vegas, and we ran there and we did not make
it. It was closed.
No. And I think that was sadder than the girls in boxes was the fact that the deep dish pizza place was closed.
She hurt so bad that we went to Wahlburgers like 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I don't know what's my favorite. Sunday on an island, like getting our cast to all be kind to each other, or Sunday in Vegas in a club trying to hug girls in boxes. I just love you so much. And I thought that that collection of stories might encompass what I appreciate
I don't think
about you.
I've never told that story publicly ever.
What was
the deal? Now I can say I've been to a club.
Do you think you
would go to Vegas again with us once you get through all this? Are we going to all go celebrate in that club?
I'd go to Vegas. I've been there several times. I have no problem with Vegas. I just don't think I'd go to one of those again.
Okay. Not back to the club or any place where they keep women shooting in bunny costumes.
Mm-mm. Sunday, here's a serious question. Which would you rather have to spend a week at? Ikabula on that trash beach or in the bunny club? This is a really serious question.
Yeah. It depends on who I'm with. Mm-hmm.
With me and Rob. Me, you, and Rob. We're either on Ikabula for a week or we're in the girls and boxes.
I'd have to go to the club because then maybe I'd have a chance to meet the girls and then I could talk to them.
Right.
I think it's like because you'd be closer to the deep dish pizza.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I bet they'd deliver it if we got really desperate.
Yeah.
You weren't just in this club. She was VIP.
VIP in the club. What does that entail?
Yeah.
I don't know. We were on a list. Adam put us on a list.
Special server with special vodka and things like that, right?
Yes, we had, this was my first time, and Sunday, maybe not you, having bottle service. Maybe you have bottle service all the time in Minnesota.
I don't know. I didn't even know what it was until we were there.
Yes, a bottle got brought to us.
Yeah.
There was a dance floor where only women were allowed on the dance floor. I remember that as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was, you were either in the box or on the dance floor. There was no in between.
How many nights were you in Vegas, Sunday?
Three nights.
Yeah, it was a whole
in Vegas.
There was a suggestion to go to another club the next night, and we were like, "Yeah, no, we're good."
And the crazy thing too, and Sunday will remember this, is everyone except a small group of us got stuck trying to get in because it was so windy. So me, Sunday, I think Zeke, Chris, and Brett, we just had the most relaxing day where everyone else was stuck on airplanes trying to get in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we all got like really early
that's
flights.
Right. Yeah.
And we ran around, and Sunday participated in some engagement photos as well. She was you're a really good sport about all that.
What, you just popped in and photobombed people's engagement photos?
Oh, no. Anna can tell. tell you.
This was Zeke and I maybe got engaged in Vegas, and Brett and Sunday were good sports and willing to be the proud parents.
We were the parents.
I was sure Sunday. And the funny thing is, when Zeke started dating Nico, he asked about that engagement photo because it looked so real. We practiced inside, and then we went outside.
That was a good photo.
We had Sunday and Brett going.
Yeah. Okay.
That was fun.
Well, Hannah, this was just this was so nice that you were so able to show up and to join us in this conversation with Sunday.
I just, Sunday knows this. I FaceTime her out of the blue. I just, I really love Sunday, and she's just, always thinking about everybody else, how everything's going to affect. I'm sure I have not listened to the first part of this podcast, but I'm sure she spoke on how she wants to inspire others and how it's going to affect the people in her life. So I think the more love we can give you, because, we're all thinking of you, even when you think of everyone else.
You're going to make me cry.
Well, I just, that's the goal, to make you cry. So until I see tears, I'm not going to stop talking. No, you've got so much empathy for other people. Sometimes in moments, when you're on the show or when you're off or when it's airing, a lot of things, people poke at you. And I looked at Sunday being unpokeable, and I was just like, how?
I remember the day you called me. I'll tell you a funny story, and So the day that I got voted out, earlier that day, Hannah called me. She's hey. And I was like, hi. And we talked before some episodes. She's like, I'm just calling to tell you I love you so much.
Oh, no.
And I go, oh, it's that bad, isn't it?
Yeah, the pre-episode phone call.
She's like, but I really love you. And I was like, okay. I knew I was in for it that night.
You go through this show and you have all these emotions and feelings, and you have a sense of like which ones are gonna make better TV. And I did. And then someone else who will remain unnamed, I called and said, I'm so sorry for that. Cause I feel like I said one maybe not great thing with Sunday, but with someone else, I was like, I'm sorry for all the terrible things I say to you throughout the whole season. And they never showed any of it. So for Survivor players watching, maybe make the phone call after, not before.
Yes.
That would be my biggest piece of advice.
You don't know. You don't know what they're going to show.
Yeah. You don't know. No. And I love Sunday. So I'm glad people know that anything even remotely not nice I said, preference. But Sunday,
Yeah, just to, start to wrap things up. Hannah, it was so nice that you could join us and be a part of this conversation. It would be nice if all of your castmates could be here with us Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of people.
That would be a lot of people. Hannah. If they all could join us.
Yeah. I'm glad I could be a representative. What's happening?
This conversation.
Wait, what's going on?
That would be something.
Oh my gosh, what's happening?
That would be something if
yeah, that would be really cool if that could happen.
Be here with us.
Sunday! I mean, it would be nice
to talk.
Yeah, that would be cool, Robin.
Yes, that would be something. As if you're listening to the podcast, we are joined by the cast.
I'm here, but my camera is not working.
Millennials versus Gen X. And you're probably going to want to watch the video for this.
Am I on?
Might get a little messy. Yeah.
Am I on?
Yes.
Somebody tell me.
It's happening.
It's happening. I'm here. You can't see me, but I'm here.
It's happening.
Here we go. Okay. We're going to start video. There we are. Hi. Yes. Okay. Sunday.
Here we are.
Tell me about this today with
Sunday. Say hello to Sunday, Chris Hammonds,
Jay, Sunday,
Biggie, Lucy,
hello.
Mari, Michelle, Zeke, Jessica, Brett, and Paul Wachter.
Adam
Klein.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Hello.
Oh, You're making me cry.
You were successful, Hannah. You made her cry.
Good. Oh, did hi, Brett.
Hannah, am I in here? Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear.
Oh, hey.
We're here. Okay, so
what up, guys?
We thought, and I give all the credit to Hannah for gathering everybody here together to say hi. Maybe let's try to go one at a time and talk to the Sunday. So, actually, do you want to address the group?
Maybe, Rob, if you mute everyone, right, if everyone mutes themselves, and then when it's your turn to talk, you unmute, just so we can focus one at a time.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't. I'm just gonna cry. So I can't believe you guys all did this.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you're the most important people to me. Is right here.
You want me to mute her now after she said that? Love you, Sunday.
Okay, so we're gonna have some people give everybody a chance to talk one at a time. Okay, and we're gonna get started with Figgy and have her go first to talk with Sunday. Okay,
yay, Sunday! I'm giving you a virtual hug right now. I'm just gonna
thank
hug
you,
the
Figgy.
Camera. So with Sunday, I have only two Survivor memories with her, because obviously I never played with her. The first memory I have with Sunday is pregame. Obviously there's not much that we all get to do pregame. You can barely look or breathe in there. So when we made a passing in the bathroom, Sunday will remember this. I was like, I told her good luck. And she made it further than me. So that was great. That was like our little like moment. So I was like, I want to work with her. Never got the opportunity, but that was like one of our like instant like connections right there. Mm-hmm. And then we fast forward to a water challenge where I don't think I've ever really told this story. And it was like a Sandra Diaz Twine sugar moment. So everyone knows Michaela. I don't know if everyone knows this in the group. So this is coming out. All right. I'm airing my dirty laundry. So in the water challenge, Michaela's top was removed. Everybody remembers that, right? Well, even though Michaela and I weren't like besties in the game, I was like, no, you guys mess with us. Like, I'm coming at you. So when we had our second round and Sunday and I were fighting for the ring, I undid her top. And she asked me, she said, as we're struggling for the ring, we're like fighting, she goes, did you undo my top? And I was like, no. And I was trying to pull it from her. And I lied to her. And then when we reconvened, when we watched episode 4 in LA, I like apologized to her face. I'm like, I am so sorry I did that. But those were my two like moments and stories that I have with Sunday through Survivor. But we all know that Sunday is just like everything Hannah said, like she is just such a genuine, kind hearted person. She looks out for everyone. She is one of the best humans I know. Like we don't all get to talk to each other all the time, but we all know each other pretty well. And Sunday is just, she's such a light. She is such a role model. She has grit girl going on. At the same time, everything else is just going on in her life. And she always strives to inspire those around her and just make everyone else better and put a smile on people's faces. Sunday, like you just are like a golden child. I know that sounds like a weird thing to say, but like you are just so amazing all around. And we all are here with you and we love you and we support you. And I put it in my post that I know I talk a lot, guys. I'm sorry. I'm gonna cut this short. I promise. But
Adam,
I know I put it in my post on Facebook about Sunday. You know, she's beat cancer before. And if I were cancer, I would be more afraid of Sunday because even though she has a double diagnosis, like cancer should be running for the hills because she is going to take it on head first and she's going to dominate, no doubt. So we love you so much.
Love you.
And I'm going to cut it short there because I'm going to get emotional.
Thank you, Figgy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take over now. So
here's Lucy, everybody.
So I think I'm the one that actually took off Michaela's bikini. I think that's what happened.
Oh, so I paid the price for you. Thanks a lot.
But Sunday, I hope you saw my post. But besides that, I don't want to talk about Survivor. I want to talk about after Survivor, because I think that's when we really established a deeper friendship. And, oh gosh, you know, I'm supposed to be the tiger mom, the mean Asian, right? No, I'm like super sensitive, and you know, my kids love you. I love you. I don't know if everybody knows that you helped me. Actually, Sunday has come to my house, I think a couple times, or what was it, once? It just seemed like it was a long time, and she just helped me really just rearrange everything in my home, and not only in my home, like materialistically or furniture, but also in my life. You've added so much joy and just wisdom. And, you know, I see things a lot differently because of you. And the one thing I want to do is I do want to apologize, because I know a couple of times you wanted to come out and, you know, just didn't make time for it. But these are one of those lessons again that, you know, you can't say later, you know. And so I'm waiting for you to come back.
I'll be there. I love you.
Yeah.
Tell him I said hi. Love you.
Okay. Love you.
Oh, you guys.
All right. Next up, Ken is going to say something for Sunday.
Hey, you. I just want to start off by saying that when you came to Colorado with your family, I'm a bit of a weird bird. I get that. And there's not a lot of people I feel at home with. But with you, Jeff, and the entire family, immediately felt at home, immediately felt just accepted and part of the family, and the kindness that your entire family shows. I know where that comes from, that starts from, and that's you. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that stands out the most about you in the time that I've known you is that your faith and that scripture you follow talks about unconditional love. And I know so often as humans, we feel like we fall short with that. But I know very few human beings that come as close to unconditional love as you. I know on the surface, you and I are very, very different. We're on opposite ends of the spectrum with a lot of things. But, you know, when I swear or when I do anything that I feel bad about with you, your response is always just spot on. And your ability to love purely and unconditionally and just in a raw, unfiltered, beautiful way is something that very few people can do. And I hope that people see that with you. I hope that you continue to shine that light. And yeah, the love I feel from you, and I know everyone else should do the same, is a gift. And the way that you give it is unlike most people I know. So thank you for that. That's, you have an army of people around you who are going to do everything in their power to love you the same way that you love them. And so we're all on board, and we all got your back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you, sweetie.
That was great, Ken. Let's go to Jay next.
Sunday, you beautiful angel!
Hey, bird.
Hi, beautiful. First off, I just want to say you are literally one of the most beautiful people I've ever met in my entire freaking life. And suffering with you on Ikabula and telling stories about our family every night to just pass out and not listen to Brett talk about food every 5 seconds was probably the most peace I've had on that island at all. And it was always thanks to you that I got as far as I got. You were always my go-to. You were always my back, my rock. You were literally my family out there. So you're going to kick this fucking cancer's ass. And I don't care that I'm cursing. Sorry, Rob, but whatever. I love you, Sunday, from the bottom of my heart. And literally, you can do anything. You know that once you set your mind to anything, you're able to do and accomplish all your dreams. So I just love you. And I just want to say thank you, because you were always there for me. So I'll always be there for you.
Thank you. And can I just say, I wanted to beat up that dumb Rogan guy. I was so mad at him. I was like, no, that was awful. But I'm so glad you're okay. I knew you would be, but That was hard.
Me too. I'm there.
I'll do it again. Rogan. Yeah.
I love you, Sunday.
Yeah, I love you.
Okay, let's bring in Adam next.
Hi, Sunday.
Hi, Adam.
I'm wearing it. I survived, and you're going to survive again. You always do. I love you so much, Sunday. I have so many incredible memories with you. I'll say just a couple. The first is when we were at the airport on our way back home, and you bought my mom her favorite chocolates for me to bring home to her. And you've always cared so much, not just about us, but you cared for my family as well. And my whole family loves you. My dad thinks you're just the best. And I know my mom would have as well. And I am so glad that not only we got to spend time together on the island, but I got to spend time with you in my hometown. I got to take you to the Pez Museum, and you helped me create like life and joy in my home that was a hard place to be after losing my mom. And you brought joy into it by helping me highlight and celebrate like all the survivor memories and putting up on my wall all of like the incredible souvenirs that I had from Millennials vs. Gen X, and so that I could wake up every morning and see pictures of my mom and see mementos from our season and think fondly about those incredible moments that we shared together. I know, you know, like what Lucy said, you did the same thing with, for me and my family. And then we also got to play Survivor again together a couple more times in, yes, in Durham, in Maine, and in Maryland for the Survivor Maryland reunion game. And watching you win Survivor and getting to be like the deciding vote to vote for you to win, knowing how much we never got to see of your incredible social gameplay and just how you are socially on the show, you know, because of how small like your edit was on Survivor the show, and then seeing you get to kick everybody, a whole bunch of college students, like a bunch of literally 19 millennials and you, the ultimate millennials versus Gen X, and you kicked every one of their butts, including mine. And it was so amazing to just like watch you play the incredible game that I knew that you were capable of and that you knew you were capable of. And then everyone got to see it, and to be there in person for it was just like so, so amazing to watch you maneuver through that whole thing. And I was so proud of you and happy for you. I am with you. I'm in your corner. You are going to fight this, and you are not going to fight it alone. And I know that there is a lot of, to anyone listening to this, I know when somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, there's a wave of outpouring of support and love that happens right away, but we are not going to let that dissipate. And we are going to be with you when it gets more difficult, when you start treatment, throughout this entire process. It does not end here. And we have all of our love and all of our support, not just today, but tomorrow and in the future. And we love you very much, Sunday.
Thank you, Adam.
Hi. Let's bring in Rachel.
Where is she?
I'll work on that. Let's move to the next person.
A tech issue. Okay. Well, let's go to Captain Paul.
Captain Paul with a haircut.
Yes. He's going to unmute. There he is.
I'm also noticing I'm the only one with gray hair in this crowd.
It's blonde. All you
obviously still don't have jobs. Hi. How you doing, Ben?
I'm okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'm probably breaking up. I have old internet.
Gen X internet.
Gen X internet.
I'll keep it very short. Sunday, you can tell by the way all these people came together what kind of a personality you have. You're the type of person that brings all of us together. You always have. You always will. When we were together on the island, we always had our little private conversations about our families. And you always made me feel like you were talking to me and me alone. And then I found out you had had those same conversations with everybody. And you made everybody feel a wonderful person. And it was really, really difficult out there, like we all knew. It just goes to show exactly what type of a person you are. You're an awesome person, awesome being. The world needs a lot more Sundays, especially right now. Love you very much. We always talk about you. And I'm going to tell you a funny story. Jess, are you on here, I hope?
Oh, so, I am, and I'm pretty sure I know where you're going with this, Paul.
So, very privately, we hadn't seen each other after the show, and then at the reunion show, I finally got to see Sunday. And Sunday came running up to me, and she's like, oh, Paul, hi. You know, it's so great to see you. And then she goes, I just want to tell you, it was Jess. It was Jess.
I will be blamed forever. I will be blamed forever.
No, Jess couldn't do it alone.
Exactly. I needed backup, and I had backup.
It was... You watch the show now and you can't believe all things that happened. Honey, we all love you. We're always thinking of you. And we always wish you the best and the best of love and the best of all. And when they called, if I could make it, I said, you damn right we're going to make it. I mean, if they told me to fly there, I'd fly there. So we love you very much.
Love you. Thank you.
Okay. But it came together for you.
All right.
Oh, it's Ken.
Rachel is it?
Yeah, we have
Rachel has arrived now.
We got Rachel. Okay. Rachel is here.
Oh my gosh, Sunday, everyone. I'm so sorry. My Gen X is showing. So now I have my video and my audio down. Sunday, I just want to say that I am so inspired by you, by your grace and your strength. I watch your videos and it's just, wow, inspiring that the way that you can, you know, handle what may others may perceive as, you know, a hardship that they wouldn't be able to, you know, speak about. You empower yourself and others. And I watch it and it's beautiful. And I'm going to hug onto my toilet paper for comfort and just say that I'm going to send you prayers and love and light and positive thoughts. You got this. You're a survivor. You know it. I'm sure you get that every second of every day. And I'm sending you love.
Thank you, Rachel. Love you.
No problem.
Rachel, why the toilet paper?
I don't know. I just had it here and it's quarantine.
It's a comfort item.
I'm not far from toilet paper at any moment during quarantine or curfew. I have a bladder issue. I go to the bathroom all the time, just to be quite honest. So there's my TMI for you.
Okay. If this was a couple months ago, that would have been a hard flex. Like, y'all need toilet paper? I got two right here.
Yeah, I got this is gold.
Oh, love it.
Jessica.
We'd be back to Jess, yeah.
Yes, I'm still here. And clearly, Sunday, you have to come to my house and reorganize things because it sounds like this is a running theme here. So put me on the list for that. I could use some help. That'd be great. So obviously, we've all expressed how much we love you, and we absolutely do. And I do think that everyone coming together is a great representation of just how loved you are. And I know that's been said, but I want to repeat that because it's absolutely true. Obviously, we've had a contentious relationship, but we had a great relationship. I mean, you and I ran the gamut when we were out there, and you were my number one at the start. I definitely wanted to play the game with you. So you and I bonded very quickly. And I love the bond that we created, and I love the relationship that we've had just because it really has come full circle. And Ponderosa was so much fun when we got to mess with Brett the way that we did when he was voted off the island and had him convinced that you were a professional poker player and I was married to Maynard. And it was a little bit crazy, but
that was awesome.
So much fun to do that to Brett. Yeah. So thank you, Chris Hammonds, for hooking me up with Maynard on that. That was great. I appreciate that. But I do want to share a funny story about Sunday. And Paul, I know that you're going to be right here with me on this one as well. One of the first nights we were actually able to stay on the island because we got kicked out and got to come back in later. And we were all going to bed. We were in our very, very tiny shelter, all kind of sleeping on top of each other. And for those of you who don't know this, I'm going to share something about Sunday. I don't know if you call it restless leg syndrome, but yes, Sunday definitely has an issue when she's going to sleep and her legs are toppling over and moving and they are hitting either Paul or they're hitting either me. And it was kind of a rough night going to sleep that first night next to Sunday because I realized very quickly we were going to have some issues with Sunday's legs. So for anyone who plans on playing Survivor, get ready because there's things that you will learn about other people that you don't expect. And I did not expect to be beaten up by Sunday's legs so much when we were out there. But thank you for giving me that.
Poor Paul trying to help you. Poor Paul. He's like, you know you're hitting Jessica with your legs. And I'm like, I know, I'm sorry, I can't help it. He's like, well, just hit me instead. I'm trying.
Thank you, Paul. It was the funniest thing. It really was because you were completely asleep and just started. So these are the things that you learn. So Sunday, I know that obviously this is going to be a really, really trying time for you. And clearly you have not even just the support of us, but you have the support of the entire Survivor community and also your family and everyone else who loves you. And there's so many people who are behind you and you clearly have beaten this once. And we all know and believe and will be praying and you are going to beat this again. You have all of us in your corner 100%. If you need anything, you have so many people you can ask, including myself. So just know we love you. My family loves you. They were all shocked when they heard about this. So love from all of us here. My husband still talks very fondly about your husband. So
there's
a connection here that no one will ever understand except these people who are sitting here together. Yeah. But we love you and we are with you 100%.
Thank you. Yeah. Love you.
Okay. Let's go to Will Wall.
Hey, Sunday, the Ikabula mom. You're a rock star, Sunday. You're truly an inspiration to me. I have so many memories that I could share about our time on the island and outside of the game. But I'm going to keep it to one each, one in the game and one out of the game. And I don't know if I ever really told you this, but I will never forget about how you would share and sneak me some of your food while we were on the island. And this was not like early in the game. This was like something like 30 days in, 30 plus days. We were starving. We were exhausted. We were running out of food. And the fact that you would give me some of that as an 18-year-old, that meant the world to me. And even today, I still think about that a lot, about the kindness and the generosity that you gave to me and that you showed to me. It truly made a huge impact. And I think about that all the time. And then even after Survivor, I was blown away by your kindness, your compassion, your inviting nature. I remember when we went to LA for the finale and like one of the first things when I got to the hotel, you invited me to come into your room to get food with your family, meet all your kids. You got me food again. Meet Jeff again. It truly blew me away that the Sunday that I got to know out on the island, the kind, caring, compassionate person, is the exact same Sunday in real life. And even beyond that time, just even a couple months ago when you reached out to me again to play werewolf, and it's just... you've always been so inviting and so kind and caring and compassionate to me. And it means a lot. Sunday, you're an amazing, caring individual who constantly puts others before yourself. Having spent 3 weeks out on the island with you, I met someone who is funny, hardworking, and just a downright warrior. And I'm so lucky to have known you, to know you, and to have a positive attitude that is just so contagious. I feel positive when I'm around you and I'm hearing you speak.
Aww.
And honestly, I know that I'm a better person because I've known you, and because I have gotten to know you better from Survivor, and I know you're going to kick cancer's butt again. We're all rooting for you. We're all here for you.
Thank you. As some people have said,
we're here for you. The entire Survivor community is, and I'm sending you all my love and my prayers. Love you, Sunday.
Thank you, Will.
Oh my God! Okay, well, get ready for Cece.
I can't see her. Where is she?
And I'm so sorry.
Oh, hi, beautiful.
Hi.
How are you? I am so proud of you. You are a champion for everyone. You are a champion. You are a survivor. You are inspirational. I am so proud of you. You've always been just our memories. You've always been so kind to me, always been so sweet to me. And you were always you on the island and off the island. You were you. And that's what I can really, truly appreciate about you. And I know it gets so hard when you get caught up in a game. And sometimes people feel like you have to put on a different persona or a different character. But I can really relate that you were you the entire time. And you're going to kick cancer's ass. You did it before. You're going to do it again. I'm so proud of you. You have the support of everyone. Not the survivor, but the fans. You have so much support. So I'm so happy to be a part of your life and to continue rooting you on. But you're gonna get through this.
Thank you, Cece. Love you.
Okay. You guys. Let's hear from Mari.
Hey, Sunday.
Mari.
I'm echoing so much of the things that everyone has already been saying. But honestly, you are such a beacon of positivity and light. The live streams that you've been doing are such a reflection of your character, and the fact that you are clipping positive things that you're seeing online, positive messages that have been said to you, and clipping that for your own memory to keep you going is so much more than what you even need to do, yet you're doing it. And I think that's such a huge reflection of who you are. The memory that I have with you is obviously not in game, but it is the first time that we all came together as a cast before the last episode. And I remember, admittedly, I feel like I'm kind of on the fringe since I was voted out so early. So I feel like I'm not, you know, like the main core cast. And I remember in the hallway, we were coming together for a group photo. And I don't know. I just felt like maybe I wasn't like worthy to be in it or something. And I specifically, you remember you pulling me in saying, Mari, get in this picture. And it is such a small gesture that left a huge impact on me. And I want to thank you. And I feel like you do little things like that all the time to so many people, and you're leaving huge impacts all over with so many people. So I want to thank you. You should be so proud of yourself. Honestly, you do so much more for other people when it's like, take care of you, something. But we're here for you. We love you so much. And kick cancer's ass.
I intend to. Mari, do you remember when we were going to get on the roller coaster at Universal? And you had a long braid in your hair. And we were getting on with David. And David stopped and he goes, Mari, aren't you ever afraid that your braid will get cut in the roller coaster track and pull your head off?
Who would say that?
We both looked at him and we're like, yep, never crossed our mind.
Literally, one person in the entire world has ever thought that, and it's Dave.
Anyway, Dave has thought about that.
Yes, this is true. You should write a book. Every way that you probably won't, but could.
Yeah. Thank you, Mari. That was so sweet.
Okay, let's go to Michelle.
Hey, Sunday.
Hey, Princess.
Hey, I very much wish that I could have played the game with you more than I did. But as it was, you voted me out. So that was unfortunate, but good job. And also, I remember the first like real conversation you and I had. I don't know if you remember when, I think it was like the day after you got voted out, we were at Ponderosa. I think we were sitting by the pool and you were sharing your heart. and how different ways throughout your life that you've used your experiences and your skills and your connections or your platform to constantly be pouring into other people and your heart for especially the younger generation. And so that was inspiring to me. And also then ever since then, I've seen, you know, those were just words, but then I've seen constantly through since that point, I've seen actions that show the same thing. And so if anyone can take a terrible situation like this and use it for good of other people, it's you. And so I'm just grateful and glad to know that you do have grit. You are a grit girl. You're a survivor. And I say deeply that I'm hoping and praying for you and your family and your loved ones to have peace and joy through this circumstance.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I love you very much.
Thank you. I love you. And thanks for painting my toenails at Ponderosa.
Oh.
It's a little thing.
Okay.
Love next, you, Michelle.
Next up is Zeke.
My darling Sunday.
Darling.
I love you. I love you so much. And I echo the downright respect and impressiveness that I have for your kindness and positivity. And I also, I think I have a special claim to you because I think we saw each other first. At casting, we were staying on the same floor and you're not allowed to ride in an elevator with another person. Like whenever you're riding an elevator at the hotel. So we would always be there together and I would always let Sunday go first. And we had our special little thing together. And I think we were both excited to see that, you know, we all made it to the island and I had so much fun playing the game with you. Obviously we both had the dream of going on a helicopter ride on Survivor. And I remember you wiggling so hard when your hands and feet were bound and we were in that sand and you just didn't have any idea how to move. And then you finally figured it out and you're just raced through it. And I just always remember on the island when we would talk about everything that we would want to drink, that you always said you didn't want, whiskey and Coke like me. You wanted a Diet Coke. And it just so reminded me of my mom because that's exactly what she would have said. And I remember when you got voted off and I, had a Diet Coke for you. And I also remember that night was tough for you and that we stayed up for a while chatting. And I've been so impressed about how you have turned, all the work that you have done, the books that you have written and the speeches that you've given and the investment you put on your, internet presence. And as everyone else has noted, it's so much about you being strong and so much about you being positive. And those are some of your greatest characteristics. But I also know that if you're someone who the world sees as strong and positive, it's hard to let them see when you're hurting or when you're sad or when you don't feel so strong and when you don't feel so positive. And I want you to always think of me as someone that you can call and not have to be strong or positive for, but who's always just going to be there to have a Diet Coke and listen to whatever you need to say. I love you so much.
Thank you.
When we can travel again. We're coming to Minneapolis. We're going to come see you. We're going to have a great time. I love you so much. Sending all my positive prayers your way.
Thank you, Zeke. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't tell me about my Ambien episode, but that was you being nice.
Well, you
Ambien
know.
Sunday is little.
You know what? We may never get to see Drunk Sunday, but Ambien Sunday is just as good.
Yeah. Love you. Thank you.
Okay. Chris Hammonds. Hold on, Chris. We got to get you unmuted.
Okay. Am I good?
You're good.
Am I good?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously Sunday, we spoke on Sunday. You know how I feel about this. Unlike everybody probably believes, Brett is not my favorite survivor. It's you. You're my favorite survivor. You're one part of our ride or die on the show. Now I can't say that for Brett. He's going to say he's still in love with me, but you're probably his second favorite.
Get on with it, Hammonds. Get on with it.
what I would say to Sunday is, you know, on Sunday when you called me and told me about the news, you know, I just thought what struck me is your attitude, the positivity and the, you know, I'm not that brave, period. I like to think of myself as that brave, but I'm not. I know, I'm sorry. I think, you know, like, I mean, I gauge things a lot differently than a lot of people with my life, and I gauge everything off of extremes, and what I gauge it off of is the friends I know would be in a, that I get in a foxhole with in a war. And I know that's extreme, but you're one of them, period. I want you to know that Brett and I've talked many times about this, and I think you know this. Brett and I will do anything. Jennifer will do anything to make whatever it is you need to happen, happen. And I'm talking about anything. I will knock down brick walls. I will do anything. If you need something, you cannot hesitate to ask me because I will make it happen. I promise you. So I just want you to know that you're one of those who means something really special to me. I put you in really high regard. I mean, you just remind me of some of the people that are close to me. And you know, you mean a lot to Brett. And Brett means a lot to me. And we need you. Brett and I aren't good without you. We're not complete without Sunday. Okay?
Oh, Chris.
So hang in there. But I want you to know that my family, Jennifer, is 100% on board. I think you know that. You're part of our family. It doesn't matter what it is. I will knock down anything to make this happen. Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
So we love you. And
I love you.
And we'll be in touch really soon. And so just hang in there. And you know, Brett's next. He's probably going to cry too. So
first he's going to make fun of you for crying, and then he's going to.
I know he is. But we love you. Just know that it doesn't matter what it is. I'm there for you.
Okay, Brett.
Why the hell do I always have to follow a crying Hammonds for crying out loud? Oh, God. How am I going to get... This is a tough one. How am I going to get through this? I'm going to have to smoke some of that tree that's behind Ken to get through this one. Sunday, geez. Wow. So, I mean, look at... From day one, from when we were in... from casting, you and I had a connection. We knew we had it. You know, we went through so many... You know, even getting out there, the minute we talked and I was like, wow, listen to her crazy accent. And you were probably saying the same thing about me. And then listening to her talk, it must have been hysterical. I wish they showed more of it because you had such an unbelievable Minnesota accent. I have this Boston thing going on. But and you and I just hit it off. I remind you of your brother. And oddly enough, your brother was a cop. And, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, we went through, you know, we were the only two survivors on Millennials vs. Gen X that were on every island, all three islands together. And I'll tell you, if I didn't have you dealing with those crazy kids on Ikabula, I would have lost my mind. And the two of us were the oldest ones on the island. And we really kept each other sane. And and we went through some great times, bad times, lots of fun times. I don't think there was a day we didn't literally die laughing together and just get a kick out of each other and just enjoy each other's company. It was so much fun. You became my best friend immediately. And you know, we had to deal with that crazy ginger every now and then, but, you know, I'll tell you, the helicopter ride, my God, you told me from day one, I want the helicopter ride. I want to do the helicopter ride. I want to do the helicopter ride. And so when you know, me, you, Zeke, and we had to, do that snake puzzle, I was like, we're going to do this. We have to do this. We have to get this for Sunday. And I know you wanted it as much as I did. And that was such a great day. And, you know, Chris is right. I mean, you know, we're here for you. And I know I've had serious conversations with you, and I've hooked you up with people I know, and you're not alone. We're here with you. Let's do this thing. You've beaten this once. You're going to beat it again. And we're going to have this same conversation years from now, and you can tell your story. So, you know, don't please. I know I'm not as, I should be, I'm not, you know, make sure you stay, you know, get with me and Chris, whatever you need, you know, we're here for you, you know? And
just so everybody knows, Brett already cried on the phone when he talked to me.
Well, I'm not as you know, I mean, Chris is turn it off, Chris. All I can see is the face. I want to look at Sunday.
Let it out, buddy. Let it out.
Listen, when you're at, like, when I'm at a loss for words, it means it's tough for me to talk about. But I want you to know I love you. I loved every second on the island with you. And you're going to do this. We're going to get through this. And you're not alone. And as Chris said, you know, as he's bawling his eyes out, we're here for you. And whatever you need to call immediately. All right?
I will.
All right. What do you want to say, Summer?
I want to say it's a good thing I was there to keep you in line the whole time and make sure your hair looked okay.
Well, yeah. And that's what I love about you is you always were good enough to fix my hair and make sure, because I didn't have a mirror, so I couldn't tell.
And get you to shut up.
I know, but I'll tell you, and I loved every morning waking up with you. We'd meet out by the beach and watch the sunrise, and at night we'd watch the sunset and just really enjoy each other's company. Even David every now and then. But, you know, when you left, you know, unfortunately, you know, we actually almost did about the same time. You know, we went every day together, three different islands. And when you got voted out, it was such a bummer, because it's like the one person that I had, you know, I literally, we had the same, you know, thought and process, everything going on. And you just don't have that person to bounce it off. It was really tough to continue on. And, you know, I think what was really cool was when I got voted out, and as sad as, you know, as bummed out as it was to get voted out, I was so excited to see you and hang out and talk and tell you who I really was. And it was just really cool. And you wrote me this unbelievable note that I still have upstairs in my drawer. And it was one of the sweetest things anyone's ever written to me. And I can't thank you enough for that. I love you. And we're going to
love you.
I'm going to see you soon. And we're going to get through this together, because you're going to rock this. There's nobody in the world that can do this. You can do it.
Oh my gosh. Love you. Oh my gosh, you guys. I don't know what to say, that you would all make this happen and take time is unbelievable.
Sunday, there's one person too who is on an airplane who we've made fun of, who we all know would rather be here than on an airplane.
Don't bring him in.
Which is David Wright. He sent in a video. I'm going to try to put it up to the camera and play it. So I'm going to do my best to do this.
I see him.
We see Dave.
We see
him.
We
move the mic. All right. Yeah. Let me try this.
I think the audio is more important. Just make sure we can hear him on the, hold it up close to the microphone.
Okay.
Hi, Sunday. It's David. I'm so sorry I can't be there with you live right now. But as you're viewing this, I'm on a plane back to LA. But I wanted to share with you one of my favorite memories of you, which is actually from Survivor. We were on a helicopter tour of Fiji reward. We're in the helicopter. It's about to take off. And I turned to you, and you could see in my eyes that I was really nervous. First time on a helicopter, and last, by the way. But you looked at me and you just held up your finger like this. And what you were saying with that is that your faith would protect you, and by proxy me. And I just want you to know, I know you're going to beat this, because so I love you. We're long overdue for lunch. I miss you. And I hope to talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Such beautiful words from everybody here tonight. It's so amazing that you guys can all get together on pretty short notice to all be here for somebody from your cast. That there are not many of the Survivor cast that would do anything like this. And you guys are a very special group. And it's just a testament to how special Sunday is as a part of this group.
I always say that God knew I needed to be on this season with these people because we had nice season, like nice people. I mean, I'm just so thankful for every single one of you.
Okay. Well, we should let everybody get back to everything that's going on. Is anybody else anything else they want to add?
We just love you so much.
We love you, Sunday. You rock.
Thank you. Love you so much. Thank you for you always.
Good. Yeah. Love you, Sunday.
Love you all. Thank you.
Thank you all for
and thank you, Rob, for hosting this as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Hannah.
Very happy to put this all together. Thanks. Thank you all for being a part of this.
Thanks to Hannah for bringing this together too.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks, everybody.
Sunday.
Love you. Love you guys.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. So noisy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Hannah, stick around, okay?
Okay, I'll stay.
Yeah. Hannah, again, thank you for all your work organizing this entire crew to be here and be part of this. I do want to give out that link one more time for that GoFundMe that Leslie Neese put together to benefit Sunday for all of the costs associated with the medical bills and everything like that. Sunday, what I would like to do on behalf of Rob Has a Podcast is that I'm going to tonight make a contribution to that GoFundMe. You were on season 33, so I'm going to be donating $3,300 on behalf of Rob as a Podcast that GoFundMe tonight. So there's so many people in our community that want to make sure that, want to support you during this time and send their love. So that's on behalf of me and the people that support Rob's Podcast, the patrons. We want to donate that to your fund.
Thank you, Rob. Wow.
Everyone was so excited to be a part of this. And to echo what everyone said, we're all here, not just today, but like throughout the whole thing, we're all here. And for the fans listening, go to Sunday's pages. Send her love. She deserves all the love. And I am telling you, she thinks of every single person but herself. So let's make her feel so loved, not just today, but at every week throughout this whole shitty thing that this beautiful human doesn't deserve, but is going to kick the ass of. Sorry for swearing, Sunday.
There's no need to swear.
I'm used to it. It's okay.
You befriended a lot of people who swore.
No need to worry about swearing. We hate cancer. Sunday, where's the best place for people to send you love and to comment on, everything that you're sharing?
I mean, Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, doesn't matter.
You want to share your handle?
Yeah, I guess that would help, wouldn't it? Instagram and Twitter is @SundaySurvivor. And my Facebook is just Sunday Marie Burquest or Sunday Burquest. I'm reading every single message. And like I said earlier, I'm printing all of them and cutting every single one of them out. And I've gotten messages from high school students, of course the students I've worked with over my lifetime or ones that I worked with just recently at the movie theater, and all of them are, every one I get, I go, oh, it's so nice. Every single one of them. So, and thank you, Rob. That
Sunday, I know you have a really tough road ahead of you, but I was, you know, just hoping that we could do something to, you know, send you some positive thoughts today and, you know, get everybody wanted to do something. And so I'm glad we were able to all come together and, you know, try to make your day a little brighter today.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Hannah. And this is something I can rewatch.
Yeah.
All the time when I'm having a crappy day.
Put it in the book.
I'll even say a shitty day. Mm-hmm. I can watch this over and over. So thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for this.
Thank you. No, thank you, Rob. I mean, Sunday, everyone was just like, yes, of course, what we're in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the love is here and it's, you can rewatch it or you can FaceTime any of us and we'll give you even more love. So I'm glad I could get the people your handles though. I'm just the millennial here to.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm like,
I'm just kidding. Okay. I love you, Sunday. I'll just stop saying I love you into this microphone.
I think what you guys need to do is plan the next Vegas trip. I think start planning.
Yes.
Hey, I'll be 50 in February. We could do something when I turn 50.
No clubs.
Listen, yeah. I think we should Zoom bomb all the women in the boxes. They should all get to experience. That's what Sunday wants.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as I get them out of the boxes.
Hannah, thank you again. Looking forward to talking to you.
Thank you for the platform.
Soon. Yeah. And Sunday, is there anything else that you want to add?
I'm just overwhelmed. Thank you.
Yeah. Sunday, everybody here loves you. It's so great to get the be able to show our support and our love for you two here tonight. And you know, I hope that everybody continues to send their love and support to Sunday. We'll have that link for the GoFundMe in the show notes. And thanks everybody for watching and listening tonight.
Thank you so much.